This is London. The Allied rear guard is still holding Dunkirk against increasing German pressure. Heavy German field guns are pounding the beaches, and efforts to remove more men are continuing. According to Mr. Anthony Eden, more than four-fifths of the British expeditionary force has been evacuated. The Air Force claims at least 125 German planes shot down in the Dunkirk area during the last 2 days. Today's score is given as 35 Germans down and 8 British fighters lost. Yesterday, I spent several hours at what may be tonight or next week Britain's first line of defense, an airfield on the southeast coast. German bases weren't more than 10 minutes flying time away. Across that ditch that has protected Britain and conditioned the thinking of Britishers for centuries. I talked with pilots as they came back from Dunkirk. They stripped off their life jackets, glanced at a few bullet holes in wings or fuselage, and as the ground crews swarmed over the aircraft, refueling motors and guns, we sat on the ground and talked. Out in the middle of the field, the wreckage of a plane was being cleared up. It had crashed the night before. The pilot had been shot in the head, but had managed to get back to his field. The Royal Air Force prides itself on never walking out of a plane until it falls apart.